This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic flew out of Australia on Sunday after a court upheld the government's decision to cancel his visa, capping days of drama over the country's COVID-19 entry rules and his unvaccinated status. The unanimous ruling by a three-judge federal court bench dealt a final blow to Djokovic's hopes of chasing a record 21st Grand Slam win at the Australian Open that starts on Monday. In a roller coaster ride, the world's top men's player was first detained by immigration authorities on January 6th, ordered released by a court on January 10th, and then detained on Saturday again pending Sunday's court hearing. Djokovic said after the ruling he was extremely disappointed as it meant he could not take part in the tournament. The 34-year-old Serbian had been granted a visa to enter Australia with a COVID-19 infection on December 19th, providing the basis for a medical exemption from Australians' requirements that all visitors be vaccinated. The World Health Organization said Sunday a UN-backed program shipping coronavirus vaccines to many poor countries has now delivered 1 billion doses, but that milestone, quote, is only a reminder of the work that remains after hoarding and stockpiling in rich countries. The UN Health Agency says the shipment of 1.1 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to Rwanda on Saturday included the billionth dose supplied via the COVAX program. WHO has long criticized unequal distribution of vaccines and called for manufacturers in other countries to prioritize COVAX. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Philippines foreign minister said on Sunday deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi is, quote, indispensable in restoring democracy to the military-ruled country and must be included in any peace talks regardless of her conviction. In a strong rebuke of the Myanmar junta that overthrew Suu Kyi's elected government last year, he condemned last week's sentencing of the Nobel laureate and accused the military of using the judicial system to crush its opponents. His statement comes as the Association of Southeast Asian Nations members turn up the heat on the Myanmar military after a turbulent end to 2021, during which junta boss Min Aung Hlaing was excluded from a leader summit for failure to honor commitments to a ASEAN-led peace plan. Myanmar says its efforts are being derailed by so-called terrorists seeking to destroy the country. Pope Francis on Sunday expressed his closeness to the victims of severe floods that have hit different regions of Brazil. Quote, I pray especially for the victims, their families, and those who have lost their homes, Francis told faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly prayer. Heavy rains have pounded a mining region in southeast Brazil relentlessly for the past 2 weeks, causing dams to overflow and flooding towns and roads. More than 20 people have died. The rains may have also contributed to the dramatic collapse of a canyon rock face in the area on Saturday, killing 10 people visiting a waterfall on boats. In northeastern Brazil, flooding has displaced about 50,000 families and killed some 24 over the holidays. Sudan has revoked the license of an Al Jazeera station, part of the Qatar-based network, accusing it of unprofessional TV coverage of anti-coup protests, the channel said Sunday. Quote, the Sudanese authorities announced they revoked the accreditation of Al Jazeera, Mubasher, and barred its team from working in Sudan, tweeted the news channel. Sudan has been gripped by political turmoil since top military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan launched a coup on October 25th. The military power grab triggered mass protest by pro-democracy movements demanding civilian rule that has been met with a deadly crackdown. At least 64 protesters have been killed, according to pro-democracy medics, and a police officer has also lost his life. Al Jazeera has given prominent coverage to the demonstrations and late last year also aired an interview with Burhan. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.